Welcome to Beyond the Bedroom. I am your host, Natalie, and I'm so thrilled to be bringing you this episode of my little podcast. Now, before we start, and as always, remember that this is not an alternative for professional therapy. So if you or someone that you love needs help, contact me for expert guidance or reach out to another therapist in your local area. Over the next 8 episodes, we'll unpack the challenges, shifts, and emerging trends in love, intimacy, relationships, faith, culture, and absolutely everything in between. So let's get right into it. Welcome back to Beyond the Bedroom. You're joining me, Natalie, in season 1 of Rethinking Modern Love. This is episode 2, The Myth of the One. Today, we're tackling one of the biggest myths in modern love, the idea of the one, and asking, should we abandon the soulmate ideal? For centuries, we have been told that somewhere out there is a perfect person just for us. But is that really true? Or is it setting us up for an unrealistic expectation and certain disappointment? In this episode, I'll explore the origins of the soulmate concept, the psychology behind it, and whether we should abandon the idea altogether or not. The idea of soulmates dates back to ancient Greece, where Plato's Symposium described humans as originally having 4 arms, 4 legs, and 1 head with 2 faces. According to legend, Zeus split these beings in half, condemning them to spend their lives searching for their missing half. Many religious traditions influence the idea of one destined partner, though interpretations vary widely. For example, in Christianity, during the creation story of Genesis 2, God says, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." And later in Proverbs 18, it is said that the one who finds a wife finds a good thing, suggesting that finding a partner is an intentional act and not a mystical discovery of the one. Other religions present their unique views of the one myth too. For example, Hindu beliefs on love often tie into karma and past lives. Some believe a person may reunite with a soulmate from a previous life. Islam teaches that Allah's plan exists, but people must still seek out, choose, and nurture love. Some Jewish teachings support the one myth, but with a twist. Many modern Jewish interpretations believe that the concept of bashert, Yiddish for destined one, suggesting that each person has a divinely chosen partner, isn't just about fate, but also about growing together as a couple. A person can have more than one bashert, depending on life circumstances. New Age and metaphysical views seem to support the one myth, but in a mystical sense. Some people see love as part of cosmic energy and soul contracts, while others focus on free will and personal evolution. It seems clear that across traditions, healthy relationships are built on love, commitment, and mutual respect, whether they are predestined or chosen. And of course, romantic literature, fairy tales, modern culture and Hollywood movies have perpetuated the concept of a perfect match. So, what do the statistics tell us? Is the idea of a soulmate still existent today? A 2021 UK YouGov poll suggested that 60% of British adults said that they believe in the idea of soulmates. And in the US, a 2017 Marist poll found that 73% of Americans still believe in soulmates, with a higher percentage among young adults. I find it heartwarming that there are so many people holding out for their perfect match, or the person with whom they can share their lives. It suggests that there is something beyond our understanding that beckons us to find love and our forevermore. But does the belief in soulmates help or hinder relationships? And how has the portrayal of romance in media shaped our expectations? I wonder whether cultural views on soulmates and arranged marriages versus love marriages have changed the way we think about relationships. Does science support the soulmate myth? Is love fate or psychology? All right, let's get real. Does science actually support the idea of the one? Or is it just romanticized belief that we've been sold? What does the science of soulmate actually look like? Many of us have been conditioned to believe that love is about finding the perfect match, someone we're meant to be with. But research suggests this soulmate mentality can actually hurt relationships by lowering relationship satisfaction, as people may be quick to leave when problems arise. A study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology found that people who believe in soulmates are more likely to leave relationships when faced with difficulties rather than working through challenges. Why? Because if you think there's only one person out there, the moment things get tough, you start wondering, did I choose wrong? On the flip side, research shows that successful long-term relationships aren't about destiny. They're built on compatibility, mutual effort, and emotional intelligence rather than destiny. The happiest couples don't believe they found the perfect person. They believe they've chosen someone and are committed to growing together. UK psychologist Dr. Meg John Barker argues that a growth mindset in relationship, that is, seeing love as evolving rather than predetermined, leads to healthier, longer-lasting partnerships. But what about compatibility and attachment styles? Our attachment styles, whether we're secure, anxious, or avoidant, can significantly impact relationship success. Instead of destiny, a much stronger predictor of relationship success might be individual attachment styles. For instance, from the three main attachment styles, we can glean that securely attached people are comfortable with closeness and independence, thus leading to stable, fulfilling relationships. Anxiously attached individuals crave reassurance and may idealize partners, sometimes mistaking intensity for destiny. Avoidant people value individual independence over intimacy and may inadvertently push away relationships that feel too close. A 2020 UK-based study found that attachment security predicts long-term relationship satisfaction much more than just initial attraction alone. But if soulmates don't exist, why does it feel like they do? Here's where neuroscience gets involved. Our brains actually reinforce the soulmate myth, making us believe that a particular person is destined for us. Dopamine and romantic euphoria means that falling in love floods our brains with dopamine, the same neurotransmitter involved in addiction. It creates a high, making us feel like we found someone truly special. Cue oxytocin and bonding. Over time, long-term relationships increase oxytocin, often called the bonding hormone, which makes us feel deeply attached to one person. This makes us believe that our connection is cosmic, when it's really just biological. We then have to account for memory bias and romanticizing the past. The brain has a way of rewriting memories to make early relationship moments feel more magical than they actually were. This strengthens the idea that we were always meant to be together. But here's the truth. The intensity of early romance fades over time, and the best relationships aren't about fate. They're actually about effort, emotional intelligence, and shared values. So love might be a choice and not fate. At the end of the day, science may debunk the soul myth, and instead of searching for the one, research suggests that we should focus on emotional intelligence or understanding your needs, communication style, and how you handle conflict, shared values, compatibility being about core beliefs and life goals, not just instant chemistry. Commitment and effort, meaning that the best relationships aren't found, but they are built over time. The myth of the one may be unrealistic, but deep, lasting love is absolutely possible if you're willing to put in the work. The happiest, most successful relationships aren't based, therefore, on fate. They're based on commitment, shared values, and willingness to grow together. Instead of searching for perfection, focus on building a strong, healthy connection with someone who aligns with your values. Instead of waiting for a magical soulmate, look for mutual respect, effort, and emotional intelligence. And instead of assuming that love should always feel easy, recognize that love takes intentionality, patience, and commitment. How can the soulmate ideal be harmful? The belief in the one can lead to constantly searching for an unattainable ideal. It can cause people to overlook great relationships just because they aren't perfect. Believing in soulmates doesn't just set us up for disappointment, it also messes with how we experience love on a biological level. Let's explore this. Love drugs, we spoke about them before, fade. That butterflies in your stomach feeling, that's dopamine working over time. But over time, dopamine levels naturally drop. If we believe love should always feel electrifying, we may start questioning whether we're with the right person, even in healthy relationships. We also note a sort of confirmation bias. If we've convinced ourselves someone is the one, we ignore red flags that might actually be signs of an unhealthy relationship. While at the same time, if we don't feel the fairy tale spark, we might dismiss a truly great partner too soon. This can create a grass is greener mentality, leading someone to sabotage their relationship by thinking there's someone better out there. And breakups feel like withdrawal. Losing someone we thought was the one can feel like going through drug withdrawal. The brain releases stress hormones, reinforcing the illusion that this person was irreplaceable. But the truth? Science shows we can bond with multiple people throughout our lives. Love is not a once-in-a-lifetime event. Relationship coach Dr. Terry Orbach of the University of Michigan found that couples with realistic expectations are 50% more likely to have lasting relationships. Long-term love, therefore, is about choosing to grow together and not waiting for perfection. I wonder whether dating apps contribute to this grass is greener mindset, leading us into a web of comparison and over-reliance on choice. With instant gratification becoming so deeply embedded in our culture, are we creating a false narrative that conflates the issue further? Should we redefine what the one means to represent someone who can actually continually meet our needs as we change and grow through the various seasons of our lives? I believe we can have one partner that is the one if and when we decide to see this person as someone we can choose to love and be loved by, not because of fate, but because of our commitment to growing together, embracing each other's evolution, and nurturing the relationship with open communication, mutual respect, and affectionate regard every single step of the way. How do we build stronger relationships without the one mindset? If the one doesn't exist, where does this leave us? Does that mean that love is just random? That relationships are meaningless? Absolutely not. In fact, removing the pressure of finding the one can actually help us to build stronger, healthier, more fulfilling connections. Love is a choice, not fate. It requires effort from both partners. Lasting relationships are built on trust, communication, and emotional support. We've all heard people say, when you know, you just know. But in reality, lasting love isn't about knowing, it's about choosing. Research shows that strong relationships aren't built on destiny, but on effort, shared values, and, here it is again, emotional intelligence. UK marriage experts from the Gottman Institute found that turning toward each other during small moments of connection is the strongest predictor of lasting love. Turning toward each other, not for someone else, or not outwardly. Instead of waiting for the perfect match, we should focus on finding someone we can build that meaningful life with. The happiest couples aren't the ones who just clicked instantly, but the ones who chose to grow together through the ups and downs. That's the real secret of lasting love. It's not about finding the right person, but about being the right partner. So how do we build stronger relationships without this the one mindset? Letting go of the soulmate myth doesn't mean settling. It means approaching love differently. I can't say it enough that love is a choice and requires effort. A fulfilling relationship isn't something you stumble upon. It's something that you create with trust, communication, and emotional support. Letting go of the idea that one person will fulfill all of your needs is important because no single person can be everything for you. We need friendships, family, and community. We may even need spirituality to feel connected. Putting that much pressure on one partner sets the relationship up for potential failure. We need to focus instead on healthy, fulfilling relationships, not perfection. Chemistry and attraction matter, but they aren't everything. What really makes a relationship last is compatibility in values, emotional intelligence, and the ability to navigate life together. So what is it that really matters? Instead of chasing the one, here's what we should actually focus on. Once again, emotional intelligence. Understanding your needs, communication style, and how you handle conflict. Love isn't about never fighting. It's about fighting well and learning from each other. Shared values. The strongest relationships aren't built on instant sparks, but on an alignment in life goals, beliefs, and core values. Commitment and effort. The best relationships aren't found. They're built. Love requires consistent effort, compromise, and choosing each other every single day. What if instead of searching for the one, we started focusing on becoming the best partner that we can be? What if we stopped chasing perfection and started embracing the beauty of real, imperfect love? At the end of the day, love isn't about finding someone who completes you. It's about choosing someone to walk through life with, flaws and all. It's your turn now to go beyond the bedroom and think about your ideal relationship and partner. Should we abandon the myth of the one or try to become the best partner we can be? This week, think about your views on this topic. Have you ever felt stuck in the soulmate mindset? Do you think believing in the one helps or hurts relationships? Create a vision board of your ideal partner if you don't already have one, and see if you tick all those boxes. And join me for my next episode, Love in the Age of Burnout, Why Relationships Feel Harder Than Ever, where I'll discuss modern stress, emotional exhaustion, and how dating has become overwhelming. Is burnout ruining our ability to form deep connections? Will you join me for my next episode? If you like what you've heard so far, please subscribe, rate, and review Beyond the Bedroom. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a friend so that I can continue to bring these important conversations to life. Why don't you follow me on social media? My handle is at LTAS Therapy. That's at LTAS Therapy. For those in the know, that's Let's Talk About Sex. And subscribe for behind-the-scenes thoughts and discussions on my B-side. I'll catch you next time as we continue rethinking modern love. But until then, let's talk about it.